She's a well-known local comedian, compere and style guru, and now Bev Bishop, best known as her alter ego Tina Bradshaw, is bringing a whole new skill set to her workshops. Bev is set to train in hypnotherapy with the help of Norwich hypnotherapist Joy Gower, who is also known locally for helping performers to overcome stage fright. Tina and Joy join me in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you again, all right?
Lovely to see you too, Stephen.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a little while.
You've been avoiding me.
No, just been keeping out of trouble.
Now, I've got to ask, what is NLP, first of all? What does that stand for?
Well, it's neuro-linguistic programming, and it's probably a metaphor, really, for how we reprogram our minds. So we sometimes get into poor patterns of thinking, and NLP was developed in the 70s by two American men who had a model of how we could change the way we think and feel and behave.
And did you get into bad ways of thinking then, do you think?
Well, me as Bev, as opposed to Tina, I met Joy last year as I was having a few difficulties that I felt I needed some help with. And I was amazed at what she was able to do for me quite quickly.
What were those difficulties? What was it then? Could you share that with us?
Or? Not really.
But just bad ways of thinking, is it just expecting the worst and being negative?
I mean, for me, what Joy did really quickly, I found she empowered me. Mm-hmm. And she stopped me feeling a victim of various situations.
Do you think that happens with a lot of people?
I think so.
Sometimes when you see news programs or documentaries about this, that, and the other, some people can spend an entire life thinking that they're the victim and everything's gone horribly wrong.
Mm. Oh, they do, yes. And usually they do that because they haven't been shown the right way to think then. And they just think that that's a part of life, and they'll use expressions like, well, that's just the way I am. That's how it's always going to be. And it becomes a script for their life. But it's not necessarily the case. They don't have to be like that.
So how do you get people then to make that jump from always feeling like they're second best or it's always going to go horribly wrong to actually standing up, taking a deep breath and moving forward?
That's how hypnosis comes about. And, you know, there's still a lot of people who think hypnosis is like stage shows and the Paul McKenna stuff. But actually, Paul McKenna's done an awful lot to bring the public to real awareness of what hypnosis is all about. So it's the hypnosis part of it. And again, you know, to reassure people, hypnosis isn't about someone controlling your mind. It's about being in a very relaxed state to accept some new suggestions of how you're going to be.
So, Tina, first of all, it's just admitting to yourself that you might need somebody to maybe help you out with an issue, a problem.
Completely. And I think that's a really important first step.
And when was it the dawning? When did you sort of sit down and discover that you needed to go forward with all this then?
I think it was probably, last October time. Hmm. I gave Joy a ring and asked whether she might be able to help me.
How did you find her?
Through recommendation of another friend.
Is that how it often works, word of mouth?
I think it is. But, you know, again, some people try other kinds of therapies. And I have to say that I'm going to be completely biased. I think hypnosis works quicker than CBT, the new buzzword mindfulness, because they're working with a conscious mind, where hypnosis is working with an unconscious mind.
So a lot of people, when you think of hypnotherapy, they'll be considering, I don't know, eating conditions. Mm. They'll be thinking about alcohol dependency and people who smoke. But you're looking at all aspects of life, are you?
All aspects of life. In fact, the only people that we shouldn't treat are those people who've got severe mental disabilities. Then it probably wouldn't do any good. Mm. So anything, you name it, whether it's drug dependency, alcohol, anxiety, stress, just everyday living, we work with them.
Tina, how did you feel then about sort of that moment of relaxation where you sort of have to open up almost and just sort of reveal, not all of your soul, but at least some of it? How did you feel sort of in that moment?
It was really lovely, actually. I guess... There is a moment of vulnerability because you're putting your trust in someone. But I think what Joy does, she's very good at developing a rapport before the hypnosis begins. So already you're starting to feel a bit more relaxed anyway. But I think for me, it was just about opening myself up and being open.
Was that easy
to the possibility
for you to do? Were you okay doing that?
Well, I wanted to change.
That's the important thing, isn't it?
That's the key to it. That's the key. If you want to change, although I have to say, you know, I get lots of clients who'll say, oh, you won't hypnotise me. I'll never relax.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you.
And I'll say, okay, it is my job to teach you. Provided you want to, then it's my job to teach you. And then people think, oh, wow, you know, that's amazing experience. Without the use of drugs or alcohol, they can feel absolutely fantastic.
Right, so stage fright. I mean, I understand stage fright. Walking out in front of hundreds of people. I mean, it depends on the event and what's going on. I mean, sometimes I just like showing off. But stage fright is a terrible, terrible thing. We've all had it sometime or another, whether it be giving a speech at a wedding or even at school or college or university, having to stand up in front of...
That's right.
How do you overcome it?
Well, here's the thing. When you going on stage and maybe a bad experience has happened to you, maybe you've lost your lines or you've gone blank or whatever, the next time that you go on stage, you're thinking about that previous time and then you're saying to yourself, well, I hope this doesn't happen again. I bet it will happen. So you're actually using very negative language.
So you're waiting for something to go wrong.
Absolutely.
Almost,
and of course, we talk to ourselves on the inside and we make pictures on the inside, and those two things running together create the horrible tension inside.
And that's where you start, is it?
Absolutely.
Just dismantling all that.
Well, I'm listening, you know, I like to think I'm a bit of an expert in language, so I'm listening to people's language and how negative they can become, and then it's making that change and helping clients to become aware of what they actually do say.
One thing I did once when I had to do something at the Theatre Royal was, because it was a big thing, a big deal for me, I went and did something completely different about half an hour half an hour before I was due on stage, and didn't get back in the building until about 5 or 10 minutes. I heard somebody on the television the other day saying exactly that. What do you do now then, Tina?
Well, what do I do?
Yeah, to change stage fright or to alter who you are.
Well, the thing is, I kind of use it to my advantage, because I think I get really bad stage fright, but not so bad that it's debilitating. So I kind of put up with the butterflies.
A little bit of butterflies is good though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Because it gives me a bit of adrenaline to when I go out there, everything's fine and I kind of get on with it. So for me, it's just, it's the knowledge that it's just a feeling, it's a bit of fear, but actually I've got all the skills, I know what I'm doing and I'm feeling the buzz. This is just adrenaline and I'm going to use it to my advantage.
Once you get rolling.
And then I'm out there and it's the best feeling in the world for
me. It is. Once you get rolling,
yeah,
it's absolutely
fantastic.
Fine.
There's nothing like it.
No. Have you ever been nervous yourself, Joy?
Yes, lots of times. And I can do some techniques in my own mind and get over that really quickly. And I think fear is normal. And we need to remember that fear is normal. But it's how we manage it and how we control it that's really important.
Right. So what's next? When did we see you on stage? Where can we see the new improved you then, Tina? When is that?
The new improved Tina, I think her first public Norwich performance is at the Birdcage on the 22nd of October. I've got lots of private functions before then, but I'm taking residency at the Birdcage for 3 months, the last Thursday of every month, as Tina Bradshaw, Eastern Life Coach from Yarmouth, originally Hull. And what I'm doing with the character is she's going to be offering life coaching using Chinese proverbs as a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Something a bit different.
Yeah, I won't ask you to reveal too much, Joy. But what would you say to someone who's not convinced and they want to find out a little bit more about hypnotherapy and how it can work for them?
Go online, look at different people. You know, the other thing, Bev has now become very interested in training to be a hypnotherapist. And so I run courses twice a year. And she's going to do that as well.
So it's just helping people to have a good talk with themselves, really, isn't it? It's just opening up themselves.
It is, too. Yeah. And I think the most important thing when you're looking for somebody is to look and make sure you get the right kind of person, because there's so much training out there. You need somebody who's really fully accredited as a trainer and that can offer you the very best of training as well.
Both of you, thanks ever so much for coming in to see us. Really appreciate it.
Love to see you again.
All right, you take care. Thank you.
Thank you.